This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Uber and Lyft already compete in a whole lot of ways, right? Ride sharing, bike sharing, they do e-scooters as well. And come next year, they are going to be competing for investors too. Both companies are said to be planning initial public offerings early in 2019. Both companies also currently lose a whole lot of money. So we had Marketplace's Emma Jacobs look into how that might play out with their share offering.
For years, Uber and Lyft have subsidized rides to keep costs low for customers. That fueled their growth, which in turn fueled their expected valuations, as much as $120 billion for Uber and $20 billion or more for Lyft. But those subsidies mean neither company is profitable.
Frankly, it'll probably be a fairly long road before they are.
So, says Jeff Schuster, auto analyst at LMC Automotive, the hype around these IPOs
has to be about, you know, the prospects for a very different model for the future.
A model in which fewer people own their own cars and instead rely on a range of on-demand transportation options, especially self-driving vehicles. If there are no drivers, Uber and Lyft don't have to pay any drivers. That goal's a long way off. So according to Susan Shaheen at the University of California, Berkeley, both companies have begun offering pooled rides, scooters, and bikes. Some of these services are profitable, but all of them help wean people from their own cars.
What you're seeing is these incremental approaches to get us there while we ready ourselves for automation.
Uber and Lyft's IPOs will give them more capital to invest in developing driverless cars. And Kathy Smith of Renaissance Capital says whichever company is first to market is likely to benefit from investor enthusiasm.
Scarcity value can be something important, so the first one may actually be the most well-received one.
In other words, raising more money while sucking up some of the others' momentum. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.